Finance and economics. Monetary policy. No time like the present. The Bank of Japan shocks investors.
In recent months, anticipation had grown that in 2023, the Bank of Japan, BOJ, would at last tighten monetary policy after years of no-holds-barred stimulus. Almost nobody expected it to happen in 2022. But on December 20th, the bank lifted its cap on 10-year government bond yields from 0.25% to 0.5%. The Christmas surprise caused the yen to surge and set off speculation about what might come next. Since 2016, the BOJ has intervened in bond markets to keep the 10-year bond yield at around 0%, a policy known as yield curve control. Technically, the bank permitted fluctuations of a quarter of a percentage point around the 0% goal. But the upper limit of 0.25% is what mattered, especially this year as upward pressure on yields built around the globe. Now the BOJ will allow moves of half a percentage point around zero. After the announcement, the 10-year bond yield surged from 0.25% to 0.4%, its biggest daily shift since 2003. The BOJ had been a global outlier, maintaining ultra-loose policy even as America's Federal Reserve and other central banks chose to raise interest rates sharply. Japan's benchmark interest rate of minus 0.1% has not moved in almost 7 years, and the bank owns over half of the government bond market. Yield curve control was implemented as a way of allowing the BOJ to control long-term interest rates without running out of bonds to buy. Paradoxically, when central banks credibly promise to peg the price of an asset, they often need not intervene much to enforce the policy. The market implements the peg by itself.